For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
This is the Berman Project. Hey, it's JD here, back for another week of introspection and reflection on loss, grief, and the pathway to mental wellness, all while nourishing my soul with the music and art of the late indie rock singer and songwriter and poet, David Berman. How's it going? I'm okay. I'm just okay. I've had a week, as you can tell by the date that this is dropping. It's Saturday today, the 14th. This should have come out on Monday, and it didn't. It didn't come out on Monday, and there's a number of reasons for that. They all revolve around my mental well-being and my struggle with substances, I suppose, for lack of a better term. Substances. Yeah, substances sounds gnarly. Pot is pot. It's only pot, right? But I took so much that I was unable to actually do a podcast. And I took so much because I was just feeling really overwhelmed at my wife went away this week. She went away for a few days, and I was feeling really just overwhelmed with everything that I needed to accomplish or that I wanted to accomplish or thought that I should accomplish. And that's an interesting space to be in, because the less I was able to do, the more I wanted to accomplish, and the more I made myself feel like an asshole for not accomplishing that. And then I would gobble up some pot and try and, you know, cope. And like I say, I just got too high. I couldn't do it. Now, why didn't I do it on Tuesday or Wednesday? Well, my wife got back on Wednesday, so it was more of the same Tuesday and Wednesday. And now, I don't know if you can hear it, but I've caught myself a little bit of a cold. My daughter was home sick on Tuesday and Wednesday, and my other daughter was home sick on Wednesday and Thursday, and then they had an off day on the Friday. So it's been a whirlwind. It's been a real whirlwind. And, you know, that's challenging. And I want to pat myself on the back and say I succeeded. I left the house in good shape. I hired a housekeeper to come in and clean up so that everything would be, you know, nice and pretty for Jessica when she got home. And didn't need to do that because the house was fine. And so it was a deeper clean, you know, just letting you know, if you need a good housekeeper, I've got one, Tristel. She's great. And she helped me out. I met my therapist on Monday as well, and that was a trip. That was a real trip because we got into some stuff that we hadn't got into up until this point. And she's the real deal. This person is the real deal. She is encouraging and never admonishes. She, like, even horrible things, like, she finds a way to describe how they could be coming from a place of protection, a place where I'm doing things to protect something that is, you know, broken or damaged or wounded in me. You know, the actual nut of the problem. I don't know. I'm all over the place with that kind of stuff, because there's one part of me where I'm just like, I've succumbed to Western medicine, and I've been like, yeah, you know, give me the pills because my brain's not working. Or, you know, give me whatever. Like, I've signed up for everything. I've had electromagnetic stimulation therapy, which is a real, new kind of thing. They did a piece on it on 60 Minutes. It was really interesting. I've done electroconvulsive therapy. I was submitted to do a ketamine therapy. Now, the ketamine therapy was a little too much money for me to get behind, but boy, did I want to get behind that, because you actually do have out-of-body experiences. Like, they guide you. So you're with a anesthesiologist and a nurse and your psychiatrist, and, you know, they put you through, or down rather, the K-hole, and no, they don't. I mean, you don't go that far. They give you a therapeutic dose, and, you know, that's what you do. So sometimes I have difficulty with my therapist, you know, because she comes from this whole holistic, whole family or whole body therapy or something like that. I forget exactly what it's called, but it's like you talk, I've talked about this before, but you talk about parts, you know, of yourself, and you go deep, and it's fucked. And it's, from what we've done, I'm bought in, but it's not something that I wasn't skeptical about initially. Sorry for the double negative. Anyway, I got really high yesterday too. Boy, did I get high. I found these new gummies at my little local dispensary, which is called Weed Jar, which is just a terrible fucking name, right? If you've got a better name for this place or a more creative name, send it to me, jd@mediumalchemist.com. I would love to know what these guys should be calling themselves, because Weed Jar just sounds so awful. Like, when I have, you know, I tell my kid, oh, I'm walking to the Weed Jar now. It's just so strange. For me, the name has got to be Dave's Not Here. That's what I would call it. I would call my shop Dave's Not Here. And that's what it would be called. And some people would get it, and some people wouldn't get it. And some people would ask me what it is, and I'd gladly tell them. And we'd go from there. Dave's Not Here. That's what I would call my pot shop. So there's that. Hope you're doing well. It's been a long, rattly introduction there of me just sort of meandering. I just wanted to get you caught up on my week and tell you what's going on, you know? So that's what I've been rambling on about for the last 10 minutes. What can I tell you? I can tell you that I'm busy with podcasting. I'm real busy with podcasting. I've got the Saturday Night Live podcast. I've still been putting episodes of Medium Alchemist up. I got to get cracking on the bonus feed over there. And yeah, it's a lot of work. Plus, there's a new one that I'm getting ready to work on. It'll be out in the spring. And I'll tell you more about that when the time comes. But in the interim, that's what I've got for you. And I think we should listen to a song now. So why don't we do that? This is New Orleans on The Berman Project. Thank you.
tunnel in the darkness, the darkest walls of blue. There's beasts, there's men, and there's something on this earth that comes back again. Alpha, Delta, Gamma. Everybody smoke. Well, you can't say that my soul has died away. No, you can't say. Well, we're trapped inside the song, trapped inside the song, trapped inside the song, where the nights are so long. Trapped inside the song, trapped inside the song, trapped inside the song, where the nights are so long. Trapped inside a song.
That's great. That's a nice little finish there, letting us know they're done. Some noodling and then, you know, a little tap on the bell of the ride cymbal. Sounds good to me. I'm a big fan of New Orleans. Never been to the city, never been to Louisiana at all, but I love that song. I really love that song. That is some good work. And yeah, I couldn't be more thrilled listening to that. So there's that. Let's get to our poem. If you recall, we're in the middle of a doozy. It's a long one that we're reading in pieces because it's so long. And it's from Actual Air. And the title of the whole poem is From Cantos for James Michener, Part 2. And this is CIX. The smokers were encamped on a rivulet in the South 40. Their leader, a tall housewife decorated with medals from the Virginia and North Carolina state legislatures, sucked on a menthol 100 and scanned the cured fields. I whistled when I got within an earshot to let them know I was coming. The smoker children ran out to meet me, and I passed out nicotine gum and colorful matchbooks. I lit up and approached the oak tree where the leader's tent was pitched. She stared at me contemptuously and opened her bathrobe. I sucked on each breast for a second. She motioned for me to sit on the beer chest. It was my land they were camping on, but it sure didn't feel like it. She stuck a cigarette in her mouth and I jumped up to light it. "Sit down," she said. "Did you bring the scratch tickets?" "Here they are." "What are they saying in town?" "There are rumors of a sale." So that is CIX coming after CXI. XI and IX. So what is it missing there? I can't tell these Roman numerals. But they're not consecutive. Okay, I can tell you that. Next week we've got XCVL. So we'll give that a spin. Interesting. Interesting goings on there. I love the dialogue at the end. "Have you got the scratch tickets?" I could almost see that being like a film, like a scene painted out. Is this, I don't even know, smoker children getting colorful matchbooks? Yeah, I got nothing. But I love it. Really great. If you've got something, send me an email, jd@mediumalchemist.com. Would love to hear from you. And that'll just about do it for this week. That's what I've got. I'm zonked. It's been a fucking week from hell, man. So we'll leave it at that for now. Hope you're well. Stay hungry, stay foolish, and wash your goddamn hands.
The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right, I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest at Berman Project.
Duvra Podcasts and Such.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.